You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. To mark the 30th anniversary of Kalamazoo in Bloom, a county-wide beautification nonprofit, each neighborhood in Kalamazoo has created a public art piece that will be on display in Bronson Park during the Art Hop. On Wednesday, artist Christine Golo was finishing up the artwork for her neighborhood in Stewart, about a dozen butterfly stepping stones she made with area kids.
And this, Jacob, is actually your butterfly. Just got to get the black part in. He's looking pretty good, isn't he?
9-year-old Jacob is Golo's next-door neighbor. He worked with other Stewart neighborhood kids to decorate the stones with yellow, red, and black gems. Kind of like the ones you might put at the bottom of a fishbowl.
Yes. That's the one you guys did together. And somebody got pretty deep with those body stones, didn't they? But I think we can fix it. We can do it. You get bored?
We have the technology.
And later
at first, they were going to do all different kinds of butterflies.
And I'm the one who said, no, we're going to do monarch butterflies because the Stewart Neighborhood Association is all about preserving things. And because of change in environment and lack of milkweed, because farmers hate it, gardeners usually hate it, and monarchs really need it, monarchs are not themselves endangered, but they are a threatened phenomena because of their 2,500-mile migration to Mexico from Canada and Michigan every year.
The art projects for the other Kalamazoo neighborhoods are mostly made out of recycled materials. Calhoun County artist Sabine Ledoux made bike racks out of old bike parts with children in the Edison neighborhood. And executive director of Kalamazoo and Bloom, Monica Trey, says Oakwood neighborhood teens did a junk sculpture in the shape of a tree with the help of artist Leah Lawson.
That has fan parts and doorknobs and telephone cable and wire. And it's kind of fascinating.
Artist Beverly Fitzpatrick and Vine Neighborhood Kids built a modular sculpture out of used water bottles and pinwheels, and Northside Neighborhood Children painted a 3-car toy train to promote the new Literacy and Workforce Development Center opening up in the area. Trey says projects like this help bring people into neighborhoods that don't get as much attention.
A neighborhood like Northside, or two neighborhoods like Northside and Stewart, because they border downtown, but not many people will go just a street over to go see what's happening over there. And they do have a lot of great things that do go on in those neighborhoods. And so by offering, when these art projects go back into the neighborhoods, and I think, for example, Northside's is pretty big, that it'll catch somebody's eye.
After this weekend, the neighborhoods will move their art to places like parks and in front of neighborhood associations until the end of the season. Trey says Kalamazoo and Bloom also designed a different animal topiary for each neighborhood. But Trey says you'll have to keep an eye out for which one is your neighborhood's. She's not giving anything away.
There's a hop and find scavenger hunt that'll be taking place this weekend, and some of the answers are the actual topiary.
You can see the neighborhood art projects in Bronson Park this weekend. Neighborhood representatives will talk briefly about their projects there before the Sundays in the Park concert series. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.